Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is where I usually hit in the woods. Yeah, I have like a 10-minute wait on a shot.
I'm here. I'm your good luck charm. I am your good luck charm. Have you ever heard my song with you? Have you heard me sing your song?
No.
No? Damn, it's good.
Don't sing it.
Yo, yo, homies, what up? Sims here. Just got back from Lake Tahoe. Had an unbelievable week. Not gonna lie, I was complaining my ass off about going out there during my vacation. Man, I didn't want to go. I was having so much fun with the kids, summer stuff, pool. Oh, but you know what? It was a blessing in disguise. It was an awesome week, and it really doesn't get any better, first off, than interviewing Aaron Rodgers. And that's what we're going to come out with first. I've been trying to book Aaron Rodgers for an interview for the last 3 years, but finally made it happen out in Lake Tahoe. Had so many other great sports superstars that we got a hold of, and you're going to see those in the upcoming weeks through our podcast. But man, it all starts with Aaron Rodgers. And the fact that I asked Aaron Rodgers, hey, do you mind if I can maybe walk a hole with you and ask you some fun questions and, I, you know, nothing too serious? He said, sure. So I walked a hole with him. You know what happened? Guy got an eagle on a par five. He invited me to walk another hole with him. Got a birdie. Just saying, maybe a good luck charm. I don't know. Maybe, oh, Aaron Rodgers. Chris Sims is a good luck charm. But it really was amazing. We nerded out. I was, of course, a fanboy. I told him he was my favorite quarterback. I think he's the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. It was special, and I really appreciated him taking the time. But Roger was awesome, and we got into some quarterback technical stuff, league rules, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So without further ado, here is the great Aaron Rodgers.
First of all, thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
You're like, I mean, I'm sure you've heard, or at least I hope you've heard, you're my favorite quarterback ever. I think you're the greatest quarterback of all time. I stand by that always. Did you know you were my number one quarterback still this year
in
my rankings?
Thank you.
Yep. It was the first year in a while where I just thought about it because of Mahomes, okay?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's amazing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is he the guy that, like, the first guy that's coming to the league that, like, kind of reminds you of you a little bit?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, just the way he plays and everything?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I love about his game is he's as dangerous or more dangerous off schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's always, like you. That's always in my game.
Yeah, so. No doubt about it. Where does your athletic prowess come from? Like, how did you become this thrower? Who in your family is this athlete that just made you? I mean, where does it come from in your family, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I don't know if it comes from there. I can tell you that I've always been really interested in watching other folks. So regardless of what sport I was playing,
right,
you know, I'm always just been really intently watching Joe Montana and Steve Young.
Studying their
Michael
body
Jordan.
Mechanics.
Like,
right,
everything though. Watching how they their routine before a game, watching how they go about a game, how they talk to the media,
right,
what kind of presence do they have. That's always been as interesting to me as, you know, the things that everybody sees is the, you know, the other stuff. Like Kobe, you know, hearing about his regiment.
Right.
Like, it's just, there's been a few athletes over the years who just transcend with their talent, but there's so much more going on.
Right.
And now in this day and age with social media, like now you're able to see what many guys were doing before.
Yeah, no doubt.
With like a Steph Curry.
Right.
You see his routine.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe he does all this. I'm like, well, Ray Allen used to do that all the time. Kobe would wake up at 2 a.m. and go to the gym
yeah.
and shoot.
Shoot hoops, right.
And I know that stuff to me is, and that's what I was doing when I was in high school. I was waking up early, working out. I was staying late throwing.
Right.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't very good, so I knew I had a lot of work to do. But I had all these things to motivate me, like not being satisfied with going to Division III.
Right.
No offense against them.
Yeah, but I hear you.
Those were all my offers.
Right, I hear you. I hear you.
So every time I got a call from a coach, I was thinking to myself, man, I should be playing on Saturdays.
Right, right.
On TV.
Right.
And because I'm not good enough yet, then obviously I got a lot of work to do.
Right.
So I just always, you know, when other people were choosing, you know, partying or hanging out, I was like, I'm going to go to the gym.
Yeah,
I'm going to shoot some hoops. So I'm going to go work out. I'm going to do stuff I think over the years has just added up.
Yep.
To where now I'm like, innately, I just do things that I practice. People are always like, how'd you make this throw or that throw? I'm like, I didn't practice.
Yeah, a million times.
Worked on it, or I dreamt about it.
Right.
Or I visualized it.
Now you're throwing. Like, you came out with the Jeff Tedford thing like that. How did you
make... But I didn't really. In high school, I had a really nice, fluid, more normal ball carriage.
Okay, gotcha.
But, you know, I had no offers.
Right.
And Coach Tedford comes and watches me.
Yeah.
He says, hey, we're going to offer you a scholarship. Also, this summer I need you to practice because I need you to hold the ball on the shelf.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, okay.
I'll do it.
You want me to do that?
To play there,
so I practiced all summer
with
it and threw like it for 2 years. And then I got to Green Bay and Mike Sherman was like, hey, you know, you got here throwing away your throw.
Right.
If you want to change it, go ahead. We're not going to say anything about it. And then I got the, you know, opportunity to play behind Brett. And you know, you watch a lot of stuff that I do.
Yeah.
It's stuff that he did all the time.
Right.
I mean, and I had a first row seat.
Yeah.
I was front and center watching him every day in practice.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like we were spending a ton of time, hey, Brett, you know,
what
were you thinking on this one?
Right.
It was just like, I think his whole thing was like, just watch me. You got to pick something up.
Yeah, right. And then you start to emulate a little.
Yeah, totally.
I know I started to emulate Brad Johnson a little at one point early in my career, and I was like, damn, he's not an idol of mine or anything like that, but I can see mannerisms in myself.
And he's there for a reason.
Right.
So you got to figure out what's he doing that I don't do yet.
Right.
That I need to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I did.
Exactly. With your throwing, do you have anybody you work with?
No. I mean,
so you just study yourself and go back to the lab and... How much are you throwing this time of the year? Like right
not
now?
Much.
Not much.
Yeah.
Just a little here and there.
No,
just
you know what? It's
fresh.
Never really taken that long to get my arm in shape.
Right.
And I'll throw a little bit, but you know, for me, it's more about working the other parts, the core and the legs.
Yes.
Because once the legs go, you can't play.
Yeah, right.
Look what Tommy's doing. You know, Tommy's more athletic now than by when he came out.
Definitely.
Because he knows, like, if you lose your legs, you got no push. Naturally, everything is slowing down. The ball speed is slowing down. Your ability to escape, even a little rush in the B gap, and get up in the pocket, it's not going to be there.
Yeah. So, all right. So, going back to your throwing, you teach yourself, and study. And you'll study. So you'll watch your film. Will 100%. You watch other quarterbacks too, just as far as technique wise? Or do you more just worry about yourself and the things you know that makes you good?
If something jumps out like during a week, like it is helpful when you get ready for a game when. The opponent has played maybe a Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, right.
Or has played Tom, or has played Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously they're going to play him differently, but it's better more with similar style quarterbacks.
Yeah, sure.
At the same time, you can see, you know, schematically how a defensive coordinator is going to attack a guy. If a guy can't move, there's going to be a different approach. You're playing Pat Mahomes.
Right.
And although I can still move, maybe not as well as I did in 2005.
Right.
But I know that teams are always going to have a plan for that part. So that's something I definitely watch. And then because of my own throwing, it's just I'm so focused on what I'm doing down there.
That's you don't think a lot about upper body or anything? It's more
No, because I can always get my arm angle in the right spot.
You can.
And that's, I think, what separates the great throwers.
Yeah.
Is that they know how your lower half is,
right,
and adjust where you have to throw.
Yeah, right. Find the lane, find the angle, or whatever, the launch point.
Yeah, and I learned that from Favre because, you know, Favre had incredible fundamentals.
Right.
And then he had that extra set.
Right.
Where when he was moving hard left and had to throw a dig backside, he knew what kind of weight distribution he had to have on his left foot
in order to be able to do that. Yeah, I hear you.
And so people always say, oh, he's falling away, he's throwing on back foot. No, he's not. He's just adjusting his body weight to maximize the force.
Right.
Because throwing, as all these coaches are now teaching,
yeah,
funny enough,
yeah,
comes from the ground up.
Yeah.
Which is what I've been doing forever. People are like, how do you throw with your feet off the ground?
Right.
So because I'm generating all that force.
Yeah, right.
Into the ground.
Right.
And then timing up that maximum force right. when I'm here.
Right. And you do that to keep your feet off the ground? I don't know. I feel like I heard this in like the back. Are you conscious of keeping your feet off the ground? Like,
I'm not so conscious people, of that. You're not. No, that just happens naturally.
It just happens naturally.
I was conscious for years
right.
about timing out my drops and my hitch.
Yeah.
Or hitches.
Right.
With the routes, because that's how you're accurate.
Right.
You know, you can't be hitching all over the place.
No doubt.
Only one guy in history has ever been able to do that. That's Peyton.
You're right.
But it was more just, you know,
yeah, the jitterbug, feet. Right.
But
right.
that was his timing mechanism.
Yeah,
for
right.
me, you know, sometimes you sink more on the back.
Right.
Sometimes you're softer. It just depends on the type of route you have to throw. But you're always understanding where your back foot power is
yep.
in relation to when the balls come out.
All right. So I'm always, I mean, you know, I think you're the man. Who's the guy that you've played through your career? I like to always ask players this, just where you just, who's the best player or the guy that you just, anybody that you ever feared in the secondary, you're just like, oh gosh, or the best defensive player you think you've ever gone against. I know it's been a lot. I'm not trying to.
Yeah, and I have an answer for it.
Yeah.
It's Charles Woodson.
Yeah, is that right?
Yep. And I got to go all against him in practice for years.
Yeah.
Nobody had better instincts.
Yeah.
Could bait quarterbacks better than him.
Right.
More talent, ball skills.
Yeah.
Coverage ability, smart little nuances of the position.
Right.
He's the best.
Yeah.
By far. And a great guy, great leader for us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he could probably still play today. He's that kind of shape, you know.
Yeah, well, I know. I talked to him before. He is a freak. Yeah.
And
he
we've really played is. With some great ones. I mean,
yeah.
Julius Peppers is one of the most talented people I've ever been around.
No doubt.
And a great guy.
Yep, he sacked me a bunch early in my career.
Yeah, obviously, Favre is so talented.
Yeah, right.
But Charles dominated in a way I never saw anybody dominate before.
Right.
The 2009 season, one of the greatest seasons I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What he did on defense, impact on the game is. I've never seen a defensive player impact a game like that until Aaron Donald.
Yeah, right. That's a different thing. I mean, he messed your world up this year.
I mean, literally, your entire game plan is stopping him.
I know.
That's all you think about.
He's a $99.
Right? Are we sliding to him? Are we inserting?
Right.
We got to slow him down.
Right.
He's that dominant.
Yeah.
And never seen a guy that dominant who's not he's physically unbelievably good, like he's strong, but he's not like imposing.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like Charles was a big corner.
Right.
Peppers is a giant of a human.
Right.
Donald, you know, he's not like a guy you walk on the field going,
ooh. I know.
But you play and he's
everywhere.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. Were you about to just say he's fucking everywhere? Is that what you were about to say? I think you were.
This is probably cable here, right? You can watch it.
All right, so you excited about LaFleur and everything?
I am excited about it.
I am too.
The most important thing with change is embracing it and being comfortable with the uncomfortable parts of it. Because, you know, look, when you've been in the system for so long, you have a way of doing things.
Right.
And the first part is being open to it.
Yeah.
And that's why I told them day one. I said, I want to be coached. I'm excited about the opportunities. The scheme works.
Yeah.
You look around, the scheme works.
Oh, I know. I mean, my buddy's Kyle Shanahan. Right.
Yeah.
I know.
He's a genius. I mean, the stuff they did against us this year in San Fran
is unbelievable. How they get people open?
We watch on the sidelines going, it's pretty cool.
I know. They crack the code on defenses a lot.
And it's been fun. It really has been fun. I mean, I got a great room. I got him in the room. I got Nathaniel Hackett.
Yep,
I've been on the game forever.
Right.
Who's a great guy.
Yeah.
And I got Luke Getsy, who's I've known for a long time.
Okay.
So life's good.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
And you guys will get the audible thing figured out.
I
know.
Too much is made of it.
I know it is.
Because there's audibles in every play.
Well, I've been trying to defend people and just say, I think it's great that you guys are actually publicly having the conversation. I think that's a positive, that LaFleur is willing to talk about it. You are, and that means it's going in the right direction. I know a lot of people thought it was a negative, and I just didn't see it that way.
Not a negative about having a lot of experience and being able to do things that other quarterbacks just can't do
through
the scrimmage.
Right.
Or haven't done.
Right. Right.
You know?
You have to putt. Go ahead.
Okay. I got an eagle.
Come on, impress us one more time. Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Selke. It's my guy. My guy. Is this your buddy from hometown?
I've known him for years. This is my guy, Matt.
So how far is it for you grew up from here?
About 3 hours.
3 hours.
But right. The cool thing is, so Matt and I have known each other forever, and the guy standing next to him was my high school football coach and baseball coach.
Oh, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Got my guy, finally. Got him.
All right, I'm done with you, man. Are you excited about the year?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to stay on for one more hole?
We'll do one more hole.
Okay. You don't have to tell me.
One more hole, and we're done.
I'm done.
Well, the eagle would be a one here. I'll take a one here.
I mean, I'm excited about, like, the rest of your team this year. Like, what's it been like, your defense, going against them in practice
this
year?
It's great. You know, everything's new for those guys. We're in our second year with Mike Pettine.
Yeah, right.
It's just a different feel. You know, I think Blake is stepping in his role as a middle linebacker and owning it. You know, we brought in some really good leadership with Adrian Amos, safety. Right. And we drafted a young kid who's really talented.
Oh, I was a huge fan of him.
Yeah, he's really talented.
He is.
I think the coolest thing is really the two outside linebackers, just watching them just kind of fit in.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you Zadarius
and Preston.
Smith,
right. And they're hungry. Yeah. You know, they're young kids who haven't won anything yet.
Yeah.
So as an old guy, you love to see that.
Yeah,
you
know? I hear that.
As much as you love the veterans, it's good having new energy. And I like what our GM did, bringing those guys in.
Yeah.
A guy who won't get a lot of pub, but I've been trying to pub him every chance I can,
right,
is Bill Turner.
Yeah.
He's going to be a great addition for us.
Kid from North Dakota State, guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be a really good addition. He's a big, tough dude.
Right.
Good fit athlete. In really well, good athlete.
Right, right.
He can move in our system because we're running off the ball.
Yeah,
you know, and he's going to be, I think, a big part of what we're doing up front because, you know, Matt wants to run the ball.
Yeah, right.
I'm fine with it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, good.
As long as we marry up all the actions.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty in this offense, as you know. Everything looks the same.
It's unreal. It's
tough to stop.
I think it's the best offense in football right now.
The defense, I think, you know, the game goes up and down. I think the defense has been catching up.
Yeah,
you know, but with the RPOs and this offense, we're starting to tilt the scales back a little bit.
Right.
So they're gonna have to. You know, I wonder how this new pass interference thing is gonna do.
I do too.
I think it might almost help the defense more.
You think so? Why do you say that?
Because I think that they're gonna be allowed to, depending on how they ref the first couple that happen.
Right.
They're going to be allowed to challenge some questionable plays, I think.
Yeah, right.
Of offensive plays.
Yeah, I hear you. That does not go called enough, in my opinion.
Well, I think it gets called too much, personally. But I think that'll be interesting to watch that unfold, because we saw last year when they over-refed the shit out of the roughing the passers.
Right.
And then they backed off.
Yeah.
What happens the first few calls this year?
Yeah.
They really impact the game.
Yeah, right, right. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Damn. Just let me know when you want me to come to a game. And,
hey.
You know, I know you like scotch. I know I can beat you in beer chugging. I figured that out. I think I can do it.
I don't know.
I think I got you there. I'm not saying I got you in anything else. But do you binge watch any shows? What do you binge watch any sweets or foods? Or are you, like, what's your vices in life, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I watch Game of Thrones, obviously.
Okay, yep. I know. I really love the fact that everybody thought you were that unathletic guy running away from the fire, and how personally you got to think you were that unathletic.
Watch the guy run. Did you not see him run?
I know.
Flailing his leg out to the side?
Yeah, right, right. No body control.
No, zero.
I don't think I've still seen the scene that you were in.
But you probably wouldn't.
I wouldn't know.
Hmm? You read that letter? Yeah, thank you.
So Game of Thrones is your
Game of Thrones.
Watch.
Well, look.
And what's your sweet or your go-to, like, sweets or anything? You got, like, an ice cream guy, a gum? What is it? I mean, what is it?
Anything with peanut butter in it.
Anything with peanut
butter. Big peanut butter guy.
Okay, so peanut butter cups.
Peanut butter cups.
And you're screwed.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron, look at the picture. They're in Wisconsin
right now. Nice. I'll try and get you guys after the hole, okay?
I'm interviewing them, and I'll be done with them. All right.
But I do love watching Jeopardy.
Do you?
Yep.
You know,
six to 6:30 in Green Bay. That's what I'm gonna be doing.
Oh my gosh, you old man! You watching Jeopardy now?
Well,
it is good. I have an aunt that loves it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
I do. She's old too. She's old. She's like 65. But so you got into the guy that was going on fire.
Oh, James Holsow. Yeah,
yeah, right.
He's awesome. Barely. I'm sorry. We can use yours though if you want. We should be able to make one of these five, right?
He strokes, so we need a hole in
one. Oh, well, you go last then.
One way to do it.
Well, I appreciate the support.
Please. Hey, you the man. Thanks for doing this. Yeah. I really. Yep. Aaron Rodgers, my man. Go ahead. I mean, we got birdie. We got eagle with me. Good luck, Charm. Just saying. Yeah. Just saying. Damn.
Easy game, guys.
Easy game.
Easy game.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers, you're the greatest quarterback I've ever seen. Forever and ever.
That's the song.
That's the song. That's all. It's just a little hum. That's all. Expecting more than that. But
I was expecting a lot more.
Were you? I'm nervous. Okay, it's Aaron Rodgers. Shit.
I hope so.
It's a bad song. Yeah.
Just got to be with Aaron Rodgers. Is that unbelievable? I'm truly, like, that's about as starstruck as you can get me right there. I was nervous for Steph Curry. Aaron Rodgers, it was like giddy, and I couldn't even, I was like, what do I ask him next? I had so many damn things I wanted to ask him. Couldn't have been better. Eagle, birdie, good luck, Charm. That's all I got to say. There you have it, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, man, I'm still smiling about it. I'm still bragging about it. The thing I appreciate about Aaron Rodgers that jumped out to me more than anything, and this is with all franchise quarterbacks, and even Aaron Rodgers, they're all measured. They're all measured to a degree. But I do appreciate Aaron Rodgers, and this is the one thing I've liked about him off the field for a long time. He's very candid. You know, and sometimes those truthful answers that he does give get him in trouble because people go, oh, why would you say that there? You should save that for the locker room. And I just like to remind everybody, hey, maybe he said some of these things in the locker room before and they don't stick. So then he feels like he has to say publicly. That's one thing I will always say and sticking up for him. But just an honest dude. And the other thing I'm going to say about him that jumped out, you know, a lot of people talk about him being a little different or strange or sensitive. And man, the one thing that was apparent from the two holes walking with him, he had a lot of people from his hometown in California walking around. Now, that usually is a good sign for a guy that's a pretty good person. And I'm going to say 20, 30 people there from his hometown, old high school coaches, friends, high school friend carrying his bag. So I thought that was really cool to see. And I really thank Aaron Rodgers for taking the time to walk two holes with me. And I really enjoyed it. I really, like I said, it was special. Now, two things I want here, okay? Coming up. Okay, we got the Peter King football podcast. Okay, the Peter King podcast. Wednesday is his debut, and he's got freaking Peyton Manning. And you know that's going to be great. Peter King, I mean, come on. He's going to ask crazy questions. He has a great way of always relaxing people and getting players to answer questions that they might not answer with other media members. So anybody want to listen to that? And I know I'm going to be tuning into that. That's Wednesday. The Peter King podcast will have Peyton Manning. Check that out. I definitely suggest that. Peter King's my homie, and I'm going to be making some training camp stops with him. I look forward to that. Now, as far as the Chris Sims Unbuttoned podcast, stay tuned, okay? Got some great guests on Thursday's podcast. It's the non-football guests, okay? I got Steph Curry. Walked the hole with Steph Curry. Other than Aaron Rodgers, might be the second coolest interview, second biggest interview I've ever done. In fact, I was so shocked that I had a reference that I was shocked I was doing an interview with Steph Curry, okay? So Thursday, we got Steph Curry. I got Charles Barkley, all right? And David Wells. David Wells used to pitch for the Yankees and a bunch of other teams, but I don't give a shit about any of those other teams. I loved him when he's on the Yankees. And we had a lot of fun times partying. So that will be something. We got a few stories there that everybody will enjoy, let alone with all these interviews, you're going to hear anonymous locker room stories. But really, over the next 2 weeks, homies, going to have lots of great guests from this Tahoe trip. We got more football people coming next week. We got Jerry Rice, Tony Romo, Travis Kelce, and a bunch of other guests. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Like I said, check out the Peter King podcast on Wednesday. Hope everybody enjoyed Aaron Rodgers today. And tune in on Thursday, because I've known Charles Barkley for a long time. And we had some good laughs, had some good laughs with Steph Curry. Got to ask him some questions I feel like he hadn't had an answer yet, because he hasn't been available to the media. Hope everybody's having a good July, and we'll talk to you Thursday. Peace out, homies.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.